From the WLRN Miami Herald News Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan. Now that legislative committees have voted not to expand Medicaid, House and Senate leaders want to look at alternatives that might still utilize federal funds. We're speaking with Representative Mike Fasano from Newport Richey. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me today.
You're a Republican who is known for not towing the party line. So where do you stand on the Medicaid expansion?
Well, I fully support the expansion. One reason is there are more than 4 million residents in the state of Florida that don't have access to even primary care. I also support the opportunity for the state of Florida to get back some dollars. Florida is a donor state. For every dollar we send to Washington, we barely get back a dollar, especially in the Medicaid area. So now the federal government is willing and wanting to give back our tax dollars. We need to use those tax dollars in the best way we can, and that is over the next 3 years, expand our health care program to allow at least 1 million people that don't qualify for Medicaid today to be able to qualify.
So just a review of what's happened this week. Governor Scott had asked lawmakers to expand Medicaid eligibility for 3 years and take advantage of the federal government's plan to pay 100% of the expansion costs. But a House committee chose not to craft a plan for expansion. Now, a Senate committee has done the same, and the chairman of that Senate committee, Joe Negron, said he wants a Florida plan, not a Washington plan.
I intend today to vote against expanding the current Medicaid system because I oppose the Washington plan and I want a Florida plan. I think we have an opportunity to build a better program than what Washington is trying to force on us.
So what are the alternatives and how can Florida still get that federal money?
Well, that's a great question. To me, this is nothing more than a cop-out. The Florida legislature and its leaders had more than 2 years to come up with that so-called alternative plan. They chose to ignore it. And now that the countdown is on, they all of a sudden are saying we need to come up with an alternative plan.
If this expansion is not going to happen over the next 3 years, what would you suggest for an alternative?
Unfortunately, there isn't another choice. If there was an alternative plan, why weren't the leaders of the state, along with the governor, working on that alternative plan for the last year and a half, last 2 years? This is not a Republican issue, a Democratic issue, or an independent issue. This is just the right issue to deal with. It's good policy. It's costing the taxpayers already hundreds of millions of dollars each year when someone who does not have access to at least primary care gets so ill that they wind up in the emergency room. I had a constituent back home. She lost her job because of an illness she had. Then she wasn't able to afford the $800 a month premium. She needs an operation, but she doesn't qualify for Medicaid because she's a single woman, 52 years old. Under the new program, she would be able to get health insurance, and she wouldn't wind up costing the taxpayers a lot more money when she comes to the point where she's going to wind up in an emergency room and then in a hospital bed.
Representative, can you give us an idea of the situation in your district? You're from Newport Richey, that's north of Tampa. Can you tell us how many people are uninsured there and maybe how many people could get coverage under an expansion of Medicaid?
We in Pasco County have approximately 80,000 to 90,000 individuals that have no insurance or have too little health care insurance to be able to get the services that they need. If we can expand the program so residents in Pasco and throughout the state will have access to primary care and require them to go see a doctor once a year, I will tell you this, we will save hundreds of millions of dollars over years to come.
Representative Mike Fasano, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much.
From the WLRN Miami Herald Tallahassee Bureau, I'm Gina Jordan.